Hello there. Today, I'd like to talk about something that I believe will help cement my theory on daily consistent practice for improving your voice, but using the analogy of marathon running, or rather, marathon training. Let's get into it. I've been training for my first marathon now for the last 2 months. Just a few weeks ago, I ran the furthest distance of my life, which was 20 miles. And I did it again this past weekend, and I'm also going to do the same distance again tomorrow. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because I've noticed loads of similarities between marathon running and improving your voice. When I ran my first 20 miles, I made a lot of mistakes. I shouldn't have really run that far. And I found that I started getting cramps, I ran out of electrolytes, I ran out of water, so I was getting dehydrated as well. My voice started going. And I had to limp basically the last 6 miles home because I shouldn't have been running 20 miles, I should have been running 14. And I just thought I'd be able to do it, but I hadn't really spent the time, the right amount of time building up. However, one thing that got me through the end of it was that I live in Finland. And because I'd run out of water and the only thing I had left was protein bars, I couldn't actually eat the protein bars because they were too chewy and I needed water to swallow them. And so I really had nothing. And like I said, because I'm in Finland, there's blueberries everywhere. So I took handful upon handful of these, and that actually gave me enough to keep going and finish the last six miles, even though I was kind of hobbling. Nowhere near a road, completely in the middle of the forest. Mistake I won't make again. Tasty. Moral of that story is I was basically underprepared, and what could have been sort of an achievable goal turned out to be something that was proved way harder than it should have been, because my training had gone on my long runs from week to week, 2 miles, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'd done up to 12 before. And so where I should have been doing 14, and I could have managed it even though it would have been difficult, I got cocky, I got ahead of myself. But learning from that mistake meant that when I did get back to my training, I was a lot more eager to work properly and take it step by step and actually follow that plan. Because I had been given a plan which was appropriate for my age and for my weight and my experience, which was old, fat, and no experience. And what made the first run different to the second run I did, the 20 mile, was that the second time round was 3 weeks later. I had the right electrolytes, the right amount of water, the right kinds of food. I'd stretched accordingly, and I paced myself, which is really important. So let's just compare that now with the voice. Let's just say you're someone who doesn't really speak much or doesn't want to speak much, and or you have like an issue that you haven't really dealt with or haven't really put the practice into overcoming. Then all of a sudden you've got to start speaking for 4 hours every day publicly or in front of your work colleagues or a class, or maybe you've changed your job, maybe you've changed your school or something, and it just means you have to be more social or more communicative verbally, vocally. You're probably not going to be ready. Let's just be clear, I'm not suggesting that in order to improve your voice, you need to start running marathons. In fact, that's probably the last thing you want to do, because when you run, you start introducing more tightness and tension to your body, and tightness and tension kill the voice.
When I started this journey 8 weeks ago, I hadn't run for over a year, maybe 2 years. The furthest I'd run since I was 14 was 10 kilometers, and I walked half of that. But in just 8 weeks now, I've gone from run, walk to 10 kilometers to running my first 20 miles, first poorly, but then to running it without stopping.
And this transformation that I've gone from someone who doesn't really run to doing 20 miles within 8 weeks is only achievable because I've been consistent and I've done it day by day, step by step. And it's no different to improving your voice. What marathon running has taught me is that it's about proper hydration, improving your cardiovascular health, learning when and what to eat, and getting enough rest. Similarly, improving your voice works on breath control, relaxation, vocal dexterity, agility, articulation, resonance, rest, hydration. And because it's physical, in that sense, it's not too much different. And you can really improve your voice by working to a structured plan and having a goal.
And having a goal helps. So recognizing what you want is crucial. For example, if I were training for a faster 10K or to improve my 100 meter sprint, I'd have a very different routine than I do now for the marathon. Same with your vocal goals. So what are they? What is it? Do you want to reduce your mumbling and actually improve the clarity of your speech? Do you have a stutter and would like to get rid of the panic and frustration you feel when you don't quite nail it every time? Or are you somebody who would like to have a more resonant voice or overcome the fear of public speaking? It's for you to decide what it is you want to get to, but without knowing that, it's going to be harder for you to get started and know which direction you're going in, if you're going in the right direction. Then it's really helpful, if you can, to find someone who you can work with personally, like a coach, maybe even physically, someone you can be in the room with. And failing that, perhaps even like there's a group or a club or a class that you can take, maybe in acting or, you know, public speaking, where you can be with others who are on the same journey and help share ideas and just know what it's like to be, have someone with you to help you plan your journey. And again, failing that, there are online courses like my own that can provide you with a plan to grow and a path to move towards your goals with.
And remember, it's not about changing who you are. It's about changing what you're capable of, what you can do, and allowing your body, your voice, to work for you as a tool. So it's ready where you want it, when you want it, how you want it.
So look, if you're feeling uninspired, down on your luck, or like you're not moving forward, consider this. If I can go from barely running to 20 miles within 8 weeks, imagine what you can do with your voice. Imagine what's possible. And 8 weeks goes very quickly. I'm training for something that's hugely physical on the legs and the cardiovascular capacity. Voice work is a bit lighter than that. And so it may take longer, but you can go further. It's very relaxing work, voice work. You can really improve your situation and improve your sleep and improve your stress levels and improve your confidence, all as part of the same package. So I hope you can find a way to take those daily consistent steps, and bit by bit you will get closer and closer to your goals.
So look, if you like this video, then press like. If you want to see more, subscribe. And if you believe you know someone who could get something from this video, do share. But always, always, please leave a comment. Let us know about your journey, your vocal path, and anything that you've overcome or that you're going through right now. It really helps others to read your stories. But also, you can just say hi. Thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.